Deborah? Hello? Deborah? How unusual, I can not hear you. Oh well, I guess I'll just play some more theme song.
I'm alone.
What?
Jesus, so many movies with the girl.
Listen, the theme song is a hit. You should be proud.
I know, I was so shocked because, man, Pickle. I swear to God, I thought you were going to be like, that shit.
No, it's catchy. You know how I like cycles.
I really thought everybody was going to be like, oh. Because, I mean,
movies with the girls, movies with the girls, movies with the girls, movies with the girls.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Well, somebody should donate about 20,000. We get a real production going.
30. I need 20.
40.
Okay.
20 apiece. You know, because you'll need your 20,000 to.
That's how you like it?
Yeah.
What is this?
So, what's going on? It's been. We didn't grub last Sunday. What's going on with?
Somebody's sending me junk mail. I hate fucking people.
It's horrible.
We didn't grub Sunday?
No.
Oh, that's right.
Horrible.
Let me make sure the stream is working.
20 apiece, you know, because you'll need your 20,000 to.
Good quality. Good quality. Good times. Did you see what Amy Sedaris just posted? I reposted it in the Golden Circle.
No, because I just got back from the gym.
Oh, so. Please look at it.
Okay, let's see. It's on in the Golden Circle.
Golden
Circle. Oh my God, I see that Snicker bar.
Not Snicker bar.
Jesus, that's the first thing on my Golden Circle.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jesus, I'll tag you.
I'm also not looking at it. I try not to load too many things when I got the the grum on, but I can use the laptop. Yeah.
Great guard. See, the thing is, Jesus. Your Golden Circle will be totally different than mine.
I wonder if that's probably somebody I filmed with it. That, oh my God, that's nasty. Right, let's see who it is.
It's like an elbow.
Yeah, those big dicks are.
Can I search the Golden Circle?
I've seen so many big dicks. I'm not even fazed by them anymore when they're black. Because it's normal.
That's normal.
Yeah, it's normal.
Perfectly normal.
And black porn. Movies with the girls.
Tag me in the post, the Amy post.
But it's. I posted it in Golden Circle. I think it should be right at the top.
But see, your Facebook, you know.
Fucking.
Does your feed, you know what I mean? Unless it's pinned, it's going to be automatically like Facebook.
All right, I'll tag you, Deborah. There, I tagged you. Girls. It's really funny. She posted on Instagram.
Oh, it's a career back.
Bunnies. Yeah. Pretty much it's all bunnies. I gotta figure out why my levels are low.
Oh, my Lord.
Isn't that great?
That's so hard, too.
Thanks. Ugh. I love it.
I would eat that. I mean.
Because everything's so PC now. Like, for her to do that, it takes kind of ballsy, you know?
I was talking about that the other day.
I know. I'm the grum.
Pickle. Can't even do brown face. Latino face. You can't even tan anymore.
You talking about Paula Deen?
Yeah, and the thing is, that's actually old, you know. That was like 7 years ago or something, they said.
Yeah.
And they just, her Twitter manager tweeted that, so they fired him.
Bullshit. She did it on purpose because she wanted to get some relevance again.
Yeah, probably so.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't think she came up with that, but I think her.
Yeah, she said this.
Nigger.
That's what she said. Where's the one where Cheryl said it, though? Anyway, we're watching a movie, right? Fucking Deborah, where'd you go? Fuck. What the fuck? Did something happen? Deborah? Oh, fuck. So much for her fixed internet. Christ on a sticky bun. Yeah, let's just listen to some Plastic Man. Yeah, that's entertaining.
This.
Deborah? Deborah? For fuck's sake. What the Christ is wrong? I thought your internet is fixed.
It is. The damn VPN should be transitional.
Transsexual?
Transitional.
Well, it isn't, so deal with it.
Before, though, I turned it on, and it, you know, just transitioned.
So why do you need the VPN on in order to get the chat to work? I don't understand. Why do you need the VPN on for this? You don't?
Yes, I do.
Why?
It's something Cheryl told me.
What?
I'm not going to say it, you know.
Oh, I didn't know what you're saying, yeah. Right, because of the IRC, yeah.
That's shady. But then give it away.
Pickle gets very mad at me because he says that it doesn't matter because your ISP could be subpoenaed and then they could get your IP anyway. But like, hello, I don't think most people are going to go to the trouble to subpoena your ISP because they want to stalk you.
Well, oh, you're talking about if you don't use the VPN?
Correct.
But the thing is,
no, if you do use the VPN, they can still subpoena.
No, they'd have to subpoena the
ISP.
VPN company.
They'd have to subpoena the ISP, who would in turn have to subpoena
after the VPN, which most VPNs aren't even relevant in like a few months.
The amount of work that would have to be done to do that by somebody who's only there stalking you in the first place would be...
Listen, I already got one, okay?
You're like Cheryl, who cares?
Nobody's gonna stalk. I need another.
Who's stalking you?
I'm not even going to say.
You lie.
But you know who you are and you better keep your little mouth shut.
You don't have a stalker.
Yes, I do. I really do.
You do not.
Well, I'm not making it that far. I'm not going to say there's threats made, but...
I'm not talking
about you either.
You're not talking about Jews?
Person. I'm talking about the person somewhere else. Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about now.
Betty Davis is following me, Madge.
Well, I've been watching these very strange Fassbinder movies lately. Puts me in a very weird headspace. Do you ever watch those?
Details? What do you mean? Fassbender?
What the hell is he? He's a director. Or do you only watch camp?
What name a movie?
Let's see. Allie. The fear breeds the soul or something like that. Fear eats the soul.
The fuck is that? Madge, are you serious?
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, oh, that sounds like it's wonderful. Not depressing at all.
It's fantastic. This old lady falls in love with this young Arab guy. There's some fantastic... It is depressing. I mean, it's
Janet Jackson?
It's not like the kind of movie we would watch here. It's got German it's German with subtitles, for God's sake. It's
shit like that puts you in a weird mood and makes you depressed. That looks like Janet Jackson.
Not when you're already depressed.
Oh, well, that just helps it out.
Janet Jackson. What looks like Janet Jackson? Let me play something that somebody sent. I don't know what the fuck. No, I've seen, this has been going around a lot, so I'm not going to play it. This clip that says Jews. The lady in the car, the Jew. I don't want to say. All right, so first of all, we need money, as usual, because we're poor, right?
Obviously, yeah.
Obviously. We did get some donations since last time, but I can't divvy them since Cheryl's not here. But we got some good ones. I think we got like 100 in since the last show. Don't quote me though, but I think so.
You mean since
the last time
last Sunday when we begged, or
since the last time I gave you money?
Okay.
Since the last time I dispersed, you probably there's probably another 100 in total.
Fuck it, this IRC cloud shit. You can't even type your name and email.
Don't use that. Use the hex chat.
They said the IRC will mask your IP.
What?
IRC cloud will mask your IP.
And
but you can't even sign up. I mean, you're just. It's highlighting everything.
But you're using a VPN anyway, right?
Yeah, but I don't like using the VPN. It makes everything laggy and slow.
Okay.
I like to use the VPN when I'm ordering, like, multiple, you know, chocolates and
stuff.
When you're
whoring around?
Yeah.
What's a BNC?
Bitcoin-based.
It says, HexChat will show your IP. IRC Cloud is a BNC. BBNC. BNC? What the fuck does
BBC.
That mean? Big blubber cunt? No, it's BBC. I went to yoga today, and you went to the gym. Aren't we just getting our shit together?
Yes.
What did you do at the gym? What exercises?
I did like fast walking / jogging.
Wait a second. Did you walk real fast and walk real fast back?
Real fast.
Okay,
did
what
that
else?
For, I think, an hour.
Wow.
And then I
wait, what? What did you do for an hour?
The walking and jogging, half and half.
On the
up on an incline on 6.
Wow, that's hard. That's a lot of calories burnt there.
And then got on the elliptical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sat on a panda's face, yeah.
And did then I never really got on one of those before. Jesus Christ, that thing burns like the spawn of Satan had a baby and was put the baby in the microwave. That's how bad it burns.
The elliptical, really?
Oh, Jesus.
For me, I don't even feel anything on the elliptical. I like the elliptical because it's like such an easy way to burn calories because you don't really have to do anything. Was it the kind where you have to hold onto the handles?
Yeah, I think it's because it was really painful in the ankles. You know, it was burning there. You know what I mean?
Maybe you had it on too high a setting or something.
I don't know. I'm trying to learn all this stuff.
I don't want you to lose weight. I want you to get nice and fat. I mean, we need to get...
An older woman as myself, Madge, needs to lose weight.
Yeah, but don't you want to be like those disgusting fat whales that get tons of money just for being fat and ugly?
We got enough money.
Fucking bitches. I hate them. Fucking hate those fat cunts.
Is that coon gone?
Listen.
What?
No shame. No shame. No shame.
Ring, on my web.
Shame. It's on her web.
But
what?
When I was on the eucalyptical,
uh-huh.
I noticed two ladies to my right,
yeah.
Maybe about 10 feet, and they were next to the scale.
Yeah.
And by there's these things where you can like lay back, and they're really made so you stick your feet out. You know, and hold them, and then you can lift your legs up and down. You know what I mean? Like to work your lower abs.
For your vagina?
Well, they were laying there.
Yeah.
And had the feet on the floor, and their hands holding the thing, and then they were, like, rolling their head up.
Uh-huh.
It was so hilarious, because that was not how you used it. And I'm not no mathematician.
I can't picture it because I don't understand the machine.
You're supposed to lift your legs, you know?
And they were like, lifting their head instead.
They kept their legs on the floor with the booty in the air, and then they were rolling like their necks forward. And I was like, I don't think that's how you do that, honey.
So do you take a shower at this gym?
No.
Why not? God.
I mean, it's actually really clean. But they only have one shower in here with all these sweaty men.
Well,
women. Girls.
Girls. Yeah.
There's only one bathroom there's two bathrooms, but one has the shower, and it's nice in there and stuff. But I don't know. I'm gonna catch something. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure it'd be worth it whenever you catch.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of black men. Women, black women that go to this.
Really?
Gym. Oh,
no. Do you feel like you're at the slave auction?
No, it's like half and half. There's a lot of good black. Let's put this way. Most
black
men are actually good looking. And then you have the white men that are like, whoa. You
know, horrible.
Right? Whoa. Step away. Step away.
Do you see those long dongs like what we've seen on the Golden Circling?
And they'd be flopping around.
Do they be? Shorts. Why would they do that in the women's room? I don't understand.
Oh, but they are coming there to maintenance. The maintenance crew.
Okay, before we get started, I need to know if you have any Grimm recommendations for series. I started watching Under the Dome, and it was horrible. It was a ripoff.
Yes, the book. Did you read the book?
No.
Girl, read the book. It's so horrible. I don't want
to
go
ahead. Because it seems to me to be a ripoff of The Leftovers in the same kind of premise, except shitty. Because I like The Leftovers a lot. You like The Leftovers, right? God, I think you're the one that told me about it.
Yeah.
And I started reading the book, but I haven't finished it. But you say Under the Dome is a good book, but a shitty series.
Oh, my God, yes.
So what would be a good series?
They basically took the book and they were like, oh, yeah, good idea, sort of. We're going to do what we want to do. They don't kill characters or they combined it like five characters into one. You know, it's Stephen King, so he's really good.
But that one guy who's so hot, I was so pissed that they made him a crazy psycho.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's too hot to be the psycho.
And in the... Well, never mind.
What? Go ahead.
No. What? You got to read the book, Madge. And if you read
that one
and read 1967, that one's good, too.
Who's the author? Not Philip K. Dick.
Stephen King!
Oh, it's a Stephen King book.
God, yeah.
How the fuck am I supposed to know that? You say that like I'm some fucking idiot.
Is it? 1968.
Now, Steve, what's his name?
11-22-63, my bad.
Scott Sutton said this movie, this show, Sense8 is good. Have you seen that? Sense8?
I watched the 10 minutes of it yesterday.
Is it?
And I couldn't get off of Daryl Hannah. Why? But she looks good, and she got her lipstick.
Was she using
biodiesel?
Huh? Was she driving a biodiesel car? You know, that's what she's...
Yeah.
Why couldn't you get over her? She bad?
No, I mean, she looks good. Her act, I don't know. Maybe it's how she's supposed to act. A lot of people are saying it's really good and it's underrated.
Oh, I watched Death Becomes Her yesterday, by the way. Thank you for sending that.
Wow, wasn't it so good?
I wouldn't call it good. I mean, because for me to say it's good means it was actually an enjoyable, not enjoyable, but a movie that had some sort of substance to it, which it didn't. But it was fun. And Meryl Streep was pretty good in it, I thought, because there were times when it really seemed like she was not acting, you know, when she would just laugh at the other people, you know what I mean? So I thought I enjoyed her performance a lot. I didn't care for Golden Pond or...
Oh, I thought she was amazing.
Or Bruce Willis overacting. But I love that the Golden Pond was fat, because they couldn't do that today. They could not do that today. Take a movie star and make her just fat.
Well, I mean, the CGI and the animatronics and everything, just amazing. You know, for that time, though, if you think about it, I mean, it looks so real because they didn't overdo it.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me sad we don't use animatronics no more.
Well, we also have so much fake sets today just to be cheap. Yeah. And there, at least you had to have a real set. I mean, I watched Jaws the other day. I mean, that is such... The special effects are so good in Jaws. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so realistic. And they used mechanical sharks. I mean, it wouldn't be as realistic today. It would be just CGI shark. It would look fake.
Yeah.
To some degree, at least.
You got to have something, because your mind... I watched, a video where, your mind's able to pick out cues. You know what I mean? Where everything's fake. Even if, it's really good.
Okay.
I
don't really know what you mean, but okay. So I'm going to search for this movie. So we're watching Rodents with a Z, right?
Yeah, so that's R-O-D-E-N-T-Z.
People, Carl Rodin. Wait a second, it says people, : Carl Rodin, Inez Rodina. Oh, those are their names. It got one star, Deborah. One star.
It's rodents with a Z, not rodents with an S. It's rodents with a Z.
Deborah, I don't think I've ever seen, and I don't mean seen the movie, but I don't think I've ever even seen on the listing a one-star film on Netflix. This should be really good.
I mean, you have, but you fail or something.
I fell?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Are there people in the chat room?
You watched it and you fail and then you forget.
You mean like an old woman falls?
Yeah.
How dare you? I went to my psychiatrist / therapist. I don't know what he is. He's not a psychiatrist. He's one of those, he can prescribe drugs, but he's not a psychiatrist. It's like a physician's patsy or whatever they call it. He said lots of people are getting dementia early these days. I was like, well, what causes that? He's like, I don't know.
Benadryl.
I'm afraid I'm going to forget my passwords.
Benadryl. No, I'm being serious. I just linked that study.
I don't take Benadryl. I know Xanax can do that.
If you think about it, the Benadryl, you know, we overprescribe Benadryl, you know, because everybody thinks, oh, it's just Benadryl.
Benadryl is over the counter. You don't even need a prescription.
But, you know, everybody take a Benadryl, and now they're saying long-term use of Benadryl is actually causing an onset of early dementia.
Well, I'm not a fan of Benadryl. I like Sudafed for colds, and I prefer to take prescription medication, a benzo, to sleep if I need it. I don't like to fuck around with this bullshit fake. Over-the-counter sleep aids are such crap. It's horseshit.
Well, I mean, I like the way that Benadryl makes you feel, but I hate the way it makes the back of your throat feel when it kicks in. It's like,
what?
You know, it like makes it go, it's like scratchy.
That sore. Means you're allergic to it. You shouldn't take it.
No, I don't. No, I'm not saying maybe. I'm saying it just makes.
Wow. When the back of your throat itches, like, that means you're allergic. That's an allergic reaction when you get that. So if you're taking it and then you have that reaction, you're allergic to Benadryl.
Serious?
Yeah. You're going to die.
Okay. That's somebody will donate money so I can go out and afford to get me some better stuff.
Seriously, though, for me, because I have some allergies, like if I'm in a room with mold, I get that scratchy throat. If I'm in a room where there's a lot of pollen, I get it too. It's just, it's a trigger. It's a symptom of an allergic reaction.
Oh, but I did take a Claritin before the gym today, and oh my God, it was like I was another woman. It was the best thing ever.
A Claritin?
Yeah.
Boy, you are a cheap-ass junkie, that's for sure. What are you trying to be like?
It used to be expensive, Mary, and it's a Walmart brand, so it's actually
cheap. No, I don't mean cheap. I mean, you're getting a buzz off Claritin. Who the fuck gets a buzz off Claritin?
Not a buzz. I'm saying I took it before the gym, so you know, like when you work out normally, your sinuses are run. Didn't run one bit, Mary.
Oh, I see.
Which is probably actually bad for you because your sinuses run because you're breathing in so much air. You know, it's filtering out, you know, all the dust and stuff. I'm probably going to die in my sleep.
Yeah. Die in the restroom. Maybe. So should we watch this movie?
Or hope the bathroom's clean, and then I shit myself in the bathroom.
Let's start the movie, because we can talk during the movie, because it's going to be horrible. I mean, we know that.
It's going to be a good movie, man. Good. Are my levels good? You never say.
Yeah, they're fine. Don't you think I would have told you if they were bad? For God's sake. So. For fuck's sake. Okay, we got a decent crowd in the chat room. That's good.
Yeah, we got 13.
And we got $2. So far, we got $2 in donations during this actual session.
Oh, happy from Nutella. Day. What you going to do with your Carl's Jr. burger?
What you going to do with all that junk inside your trunk?
Get your junk. Get your love drunk off my skunk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You like the way that a skunk smells? It smells like lemon to me.
When I drive in the car and I smell, it smells kind of lemony. I kind of like the smell. Yeah. You know what it reminds me of is my dirty underarms smell like a skunk. Is that normal?
No.
But see, I used to smoke a lot of pot, and there's a strain of pot called skunk that smells like skunk.
Yes, honey. And I remember explaining that to a certain girl.
I thought you don't smoke pot ever.
No, it's a long time ago.
Oh, a long time ago, yeah.
Honey, I'm 68 in the 70s. You know, I smoked a doobie every once in a while.
So what girl were you trying to tell this to?
A certain older girl. Man. And she was like, no, that's not true. It doesn't smell like that. If it does, it means it's laced. Oh, and it means this, and that's stupid not real. Bitch. I'm like, no, honey, it is.
You're a dumb bitch. She's a dumb bitch.
Why they call it that, bitch?
Stupid cunt.
Yeah. Get saved.
Somebody wrote, Sir Pat oneself, her meds must be okay if her levels are all right.
Probably.
What meds? You're not on meds.
Oh, man.
I had to adjust my... I tell you, I have had the worst depression in the past month or two. It's been awful because this fucking fake-ass doctor, you know, he was... Well, anyway, I don't want to get too into it, but suffice it to say, I was so fucking depressed, it was awful. It's so hard to function when you're depressed. Like, everything becomes, like, the huge, like, the biggest deal to pick up the phone and do the... I mean, I did the stuff I had to do, but it fucking sucked. Anyway. They got this kind of stuff called diesel that smells like diesel fuel. Ever tried that, Deborah Madge Weinstein? What, marijuana? I don't believe in marijuana.
I wouldn't dare.
It's not of God.
It ain't natural and normal.
Normal.
I'd rather just smoke my Claritin.
Snort it. Did you want to start this movie? Whenever?
So we're at time code 0.
Let me make sure. Hang on.
Everybody that's at home. And hello to the lovely listeners.
Once again, the movie is Rodents with a Z, and it is on Netflix.
And we're I don't know if you knew this, but we're also being live streamed to the Disney telecast on Disney Cruise Line 1. Hello, girls.
Well, hopefully they didn't pick up the broadcasts until after I stopped showing all those naughty videos at the beginning.
Yeah. So, hello.
Hello. Everybody. Hi. What cruise line is it? Carnival?
Disney Cruise Line 1.
Disney.
Oh, it's being shown on the big screen there for all the girls.
The school?
Yeah.
That's good. So whenever you want to count down, I'm ready.
All right.
The audience Rodents is ready.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, pay.
Pay? The fuck is pay? It should have said donate. No, because it needs to be one syllable.
Certain words, you know, would make people,
girly?
Like, you know, like, money.
Oh. Miles Feldman film. It's Jewish. What year is this? Do you know? Yes, I know. I could Google it. I'm asking anyway, because I'm annoying as fuck. Guy Veege. His name is Veege. You know, if you can have one star movies on Netflix, I'm just going to start making shitty movies.
2001.
Okay. Rats. Yeah, because it looks like it has one of those awful digital old movie effects. Like they didn't even change the default settings. Oh my god, look at that. It's a still image of some city. This is shot in DV. Yeah. That's great.
AT&T, remember I told her I used 40 gigs last month?
Yeah.
They just messed me talking about, you know, they'll throttle if I go in a congested area, which it's never congested, so they still don't throttle.
Well, that's because you had Claritin.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, this is my prediction. A lot of times I'm right. I think in about 10 years, they're going to have the death penalty for people who go over on their data.
Probably.
I do.
She was a good woman, so it seemed. And Clara decided to go over her allotment of 2.5 gigabytes.
Yeah.
What makes Clara better than you?
Clara Peller, where's the beef? What's a natural antidepressant? Rhodesia rosea? Okay, send me a link that shows that it has clinical trials that it works. Please.
What do you call it?
I've had it. I know so many people who are homeopathic bullshit airheads. I can't deal with it anymore. Like, show me clinical trials and I'll look.
Do you get enough sun?
Me? I get plenty of sun. I'm in fucking Florida and I go to the pool.
But do you get ugly Starbucks?
I go to the pool.
Could he not
times
have,
a week. Why did you ask? Because that is something.
Did you see his nose? I mean, could we not do a little scrub before filming? I mean, come on.
The cat's nose? Those are pretty cute.
The man's doing light, you know, glycolic acid PMA.
I used to have a cat like that. Calico.
He looks sexy. Yeah. Here.
He looks like that prince from England. What's his name? The ugly one who used to be cute.
I think he's kind of cute. I think, prince, you know what? I used to think he was better looking than the redhead, but now I think the redhead's kind of
me too. Yeah, it's the same. The other one used to be better looking, the taller one.
And then now the one, he looks like he's like 80 now.
I think the Queen of England drank that potion from Isabella Rossellini.
Is she ever going to age? She's been looking the same way my whole life.
And her mother lived to be like 1,008. So we're fucked. I mean, they're fucked.
Who was this Carol and me?
I have some serious longevity in that family.
Oh, I bet I know who this is. Honey, you need to call Madge.
What? What are you talking about?
I think Reagan was calling me.
What did he want? He wants to be in the...
I'm guessing. I'm not sure. I can add her in.
I can add him if he calls.
I don't have the technology right now.
Reagan, call if you want to come in and chat. You can watch it with us. And comment.
We'll shop your face on Cheryl.
Here, I'll try and add him.
Walter, I'm guessing. I mean, I don't know anybody else from that area.
Was he Skyping you? Oh, no, he would have used Skype.
I know you're hungry. You know you're not allowed here.
Well, what? And maybe he's in the car.
I'm adding him and see if he wants to.
Well, make sure he ain't showing the screen.
I'm not.
Oh, he's good looking there.
Well, it's not his phone number.
That wasn't me. You can watch it with us.
Who the hell was
Reagan?
That?
I don't know.
Reagan, you have your speaker on, and we have feedback.
Hold on, man. I don't know anybody else.
That wasn't me. Girls. Girls.
Yeah. You said that like 4 times, Mary.
Okay.
Yeah, because Reagan would have called on Skype.
Who the hell is this?
No, it's the same.
What if it's Madonna?
Are you watching our movie, Reagan?
Professor, it's...
Do you like it so far?
It's just subjective observation.
Yeah, is that how you like it?
I downloaded that new IRC thing and then watched it show my IP and some
Wait,
track.
Excuse me, bitch face, but you're the one that started the whole IRC shit. You're the one that wanted it, so don't tell me.
I didn't realize it was that.
Where's Cheryl?
Walter.
Dead.
Where's the
reader? I'm right here.
She died in the restroom.
They're right here.
I don't know. She's busy. She's got her bossy bee. She got her bossy Blyuk boyfriend. You know who it is with her.
She's not going
to do the ground at all tonight?
What?
She's not going to do the ground at all tonight?
Nope. She ain't.
And y'all didn't do a ground Sunday? A whole week without Cheryl?
Fuck Cheryl. We don't need Cheryl.
She never want to be a part of this anyways.
We need to figure out a way to prorate her out of this shit so we get more money, though.
I don't mind sharing it with her, though.
I do. I mind sharing it with you, too, but I do it anyway.
Why does the cat look like a checkerboard?
Wait a second. That mouse was prolapsed, or that rat. I swear it had a prolapse.
Well, animals prolapse when they use the restroom, man.
I did not know that.
I'm going to go. I'm just going to listen to y'all.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, buddy. Well, whoever that was called me, leave him. No, because who the hell
was What area code was it?
510.
What is that?
I'm sorry. Listen, I'll type them up after I'm done with my injections, okay?
Thank you.
It said, the reason I thought it was some other person. Well, I ain't gonna say what it's saying.
I like that Apple Music, by the way, but it's so hard to navigate. Like, I just get overwhelmed because there's...
Second phase results?
Yes, of course.
There's so many... what was I gonna say? I got a text. I forgot.
Well, I'm not sure why I did this.
So many versions of a song.
It's fine. That's
not that. I mean, that I like. If I have a song I like, I love to hear all the different versions. It's just, like, I like opera, and I want to just browse all the different operas, and it's so fucking hard to just see what's out there, because there's just so much. I find it hard to browse. I still don't.
Did you do the bubbles?
Yeah, I did the bubbles, yeah. And it shows me generally what I like. But thing is, with opera, I want to hear a whole opera, and I kind of...
It's time, though. I mean, it was an accident.
It's different. It's not really designed to recommend... At least, as far as I can tell, it doesn't really recommend albums for opera. It just kind of tends to recommend, like, oh, best opera arias, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Does it... recommend albums to you, or Professor? Just songs?
Mm-hmm. It does albums. It knew I it looks like different. I loved like the style of Stevie Nicks. It played a lot of songs that were in the same style.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's really good. The For You's really good. Because think about it, like someone like you that has purchased, you know, 30,000 different songs from iTunes. You know, it's gonna know what.
Oh, I purchased all of them. Yeah, definitely. Didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey. Oh, Madonna.
But I still hate the user interface because, like, I'm in the car. I don't know where the fucking play button is. Every single screen should have a gigantic play button, whether it's iTunes for the phone or the Mac. There should be a giant button that says play so you can play the fucking music. Because when I'm in the car, I'm like, the music isn't playing. I'm like, play the fucking music. And I tell Siri, Siri, play the fucking music. And she's just like, I cannot perform this operation because I'm a moron.
It's a damn telemarketer.
Plus, I'm on the beta 9, so that doesn't help. School for girls.
Oh, yeah, that's for alcohol alone. That'll
so
help.
The rat bit him. And now he's gonna get naked.
Oh, Amy Winehouse is in this. Didn't she look like a rat?
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
She doesn't look like a rat, she's Jewish, you bitch.
Right there.
That's just how Jewish people look. Did you not know she's Jewish?
Was she?
Yes. She just had a Jewish face. She's not a rat. For fuck's sake. Can't wait to see that movie. I think it just came out, right? The Amy Winehouse movie?
I don't know. I just went... Oh, I mean, I liked her, but I went like a major fan. Oh, my God, that looks real.
Oh, that mouth. I'm a huge fan. I think she's amazing. I think anybody would be a huge fan if they really, like, just listened to her music a lot.
And oh, yeah, I mean, yeah. The thing about it is when she was music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, celebrity is just one part of, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Music and celebrity are different.
What?
Celebrity and music are different.
But I'm not talking about celebrity. When I think about, if I like somebody's music, celebrity is irrelevant.
That's what I'm saying, but some people can't separate it, man. Do you know what I mean?
But I don't understand what you mean, because if you... Are you saying you can't separate it, and that's why you don't really like her?
No. I can separate it. I'm just not a big...
You just don't like the music that much.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, most things she was in papers for was all, you know...
Yeah, because she used an actual voice instead of auto-tuning a shitty voice, so that sucks. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
I just realized this movie's in 4x3.
It sure is.
Oh my God.
It's TV. So shitty.
It
Maybe it's not.
The cat. That cat was fat anyways. It's time for it to go.
The rat looks a little bit like Trotsky. Sorry, Trotsky. Ooh, finals are over.
We're going to drag Walter Sarias out there to party with us.
Okay, which is the horny one that's gonna fuck and then get killed?
I don't need him.
Yeah,
her?
No, way too strong. More like she wants to spend some quality carnal time with him.
Where's the whore and her stud boyfriend that are gonna get killed in the first killing?
You're just jealous.
Yeah, likely. One so unlikely.
What's the music they're listening to? Is it just some generic production music thing?
Well, it's 2000, so it's really, you know, trance and house music will become popular in America.
I can't really hear it. It sounds awful, though.
Oh, warm backwash piss.
Yeah.
No. I'm gonna smack you, man.
That looks like Calpurnia Adam's best friend.
I don't know who that is.
It's the other transgender
Frank,
lady.
You're lost.
The other.
I'm not lost.
What's she in?
Yeah, man. The VA's to the
She's
south.
Not in nothing. I think she's like a producer and stuff.
Oh, sorry.
She's pretty, you know, but she's favored.
Calpurnia?
Calpurnia Adams.
Yeah. Isn't that a country or something?
And that looks like the girl from Lost, but with blonde hair.
Yeah, I guess I'm not getting any younger. And I'm in bulky race after cramming for finals for 5 days.
Why was she cramming? Oh, turn their audio up a little bit.
I don't know if I can. It's up all the way. If I turn it down, if I turn it up, it's up all the way. And if I turn any higher, you're going to overmodulate anyway. Audience, just get over it, okay? Just fucking listen.
I turn myself down.
Okay. Well, no, I still can't turn it up, though. Let me see.
It's normally louder.
It's the film itself. It's such a crappy, they didn't normalize the sound.
You can barely hear the music. Okay.
Yes,
I can always turn it up.
Anyway, it doesn't matter because there's subtitles. So fuck off. I'm so good to my audience. Did you see my post? You probably didn't, but I made a post basically saying, I'm glad I know what idiots listen to my program.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that last post.
Yeah. I was inspired because I'm so sick of all the fucking fat girl posts and shit posts. It's all like duty, big assholes, vaginas, black people falling off things.
It's going to be whatever. You know what I mean? It's going to be like a very magnified view of your show. You know what I mean?
I don't want that. But if you magnify my that's awful then. If that's what my show is, that's awful.
It's taking the extremes of the show.
I hate what my show's become then. Oh, well.
If you don't like the shoes, get another pair.
Well, you know, I let the show be what it is, and that's what it is. So I'm going to let it be what it is, but that doesn't mean I have to like it. I'm not going to force it in another direction. It's too hard. Because whatever, it's fun. It's fun watching you call people and make them kill themselves, you know?
He texted me today, I think.
Steve? Stalzi?
Yeah.
I loved how you were telling him chiffon's a new drug.
I know, and it was Sylvia Brown Talon
and
Drag Lash.
It's funny. Yeah. It's a profound social statement about drugs.
Oh, how can you get in that mindset to be I'll do anything. I just don't understand how
fiending. They're fiending. Yeah, it's just... I've been in that mindset. I mean, I haven't done, like, heroin or anything, but I've been in that mindset where I'm just like, give me drugs. And you get there by just taking drugs. Because you get reliant on chemicals to feel good, and if you stop them, you feel like shit. So you need stuff. You get addicted to the high. And when you stop being high, the low sucks. Unless it's just marijuana, where it doesn't really have addictive qualities, and it's like, whatever.
But you can still get, like, addicted in the sense that you're like, you know...
Psychologically.
Psychologically.
Yeah. But it doesn't, at least for me, it never had that same kind of come down that you get from something like cocaine, where it, like, the world is ending. When I smoke pot, it's just like, oh, it's over, oh well. Time to go to bed. Time to eat.
Time to eat.
Yeah, exactly. I'm ready to eat.
Oh, I'm so cute.
So this rodent is, what's the plot so far? I haven't
missed it was in the sewer with all the genetically modified corn syrup that he poured down the drain.
Oh, so it's a... He made the rats fucked up?
Yeah.
Why does it say current call? I don't have the hex chat on the screen. Let me switch. What do we got going on here?
Get her dead.
The rat ate the baby. Oh, you wrote that.
Yeah, because the chat room sort of got dead. So. Stirred up other mail.
Okay, somebody posted a study that I asked for, so I'll look at that. What was that movie about the rats of Nim or something? Do you remember that? It was a children's book.
Oh, yeah, I used to have the DVD. It was cute. Secrets of Nim.
Yeah.
Or the secret of Nim. Oh, okay. Oh, he's got a big one. I see it. Yeah.
I don't know if my depression is moderate. I think it might be severe.
Oh my god, cut his brows.
Oh, that's awful.
Like it's like a fucking.
Leonid Brezhnev.
I was gonna say it's like a Brillo pad. You could clean a pan with it.
Yeah, but the nose would get in the way, that big nose.
I've seen my pussy.
Oh god, your pussy.
What is that? That ain't how it works. You go to the movie theater, they don't give you a refund.
What is that?
The cat carcass.
You know, my friend wanted me to go see Magic Mike 2 with him. Can you imagine paying money for that?
You probably would. I want to go see it. I'm thinking about going to see it. Girl.
Is that guy from Orange Is the New Black in it?
I don't know, but apparently... I don't know if this is a spoiler, but that hot black guy from Regis and Kelly...
Don't know him. Never watched that show.
No. Kelly and Nick, whatever his name is.
I don't know.
He was like, he's a
Montel?
NFL player.
Montel Williams?
Yeah. And he actually has a full frontal. And there's like a cum scene, and then there's a hard-on scene. I was like, oh my God.
Or maybe I was supposed to go see it.
Yes. I wanted to go see when it opened just to get looks of all the girls. And then the men that were their, dates and stuff.
Like, and all the fapping. A lot of girl fapping.
And then they look at the
squish sounds. A lot of squishing.
Yeah. And like squirting, random water flying. Be trucking off.
Oh. That's interesting. Okay, so there is a study about this Rhodesia. So I'll check it out. Thank you for the suggestion.
Oh, MJ Crawford, it was Vogue, wasn't it?
Vogue. Was the rat voguing? What?
Yeah, but say, come on, Vogue. Look at the rat's going. He's doing the Vogue.
Yeah.
I wish Madonna would have released the demo for the Two Steps Behind Me. I thought that was so good. Even though, even if it wasn't a diss track inside the garden, it was still a good song.
I'm still researching this antidepressant thing. Well, there's this. They have.
I liked it before.
A page on it on Sloan Kettering. Let's see what that says.
Do you know I feel like exercise helps you with your depression?
Oh, more than anything, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Like, but it's also hard to exercise when you're super depressed.
Yeah, I know, but that's why if you just make yourself go walk, like if you had an Apple Watch.
It's easy to say that when you just got back from the gym. And I just got back from yoga, but it's harder when you're out of
it. Oh, I know, honey, I know.
Yeah, because you're like a semi-fatty too, right?
Jesus. And then I realized, wait a minute, how much I gained since I moved. I was like, what happened?
Why did you gain because of that? I didn't gain since I moved. I've probably lost a little weight since I moved from Chicago.
No, I was like, I'm going to be real thin when I move, and then it didn't happen.
That's what's weird, because I'm exercising a lot less than when I was in Chicago, but I've lost weight at the same time, probably because my diet's better. This is a great movie.
This movie just seems to be like a normal night in the New York City subway to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. I was only in New York one time.
I was about to ask if you've been to New York.
I was in the New York Greyhound bus station area.
So being a whore?
Mm-hmm. Forget about it, Gary.
What do you mean you were there in New York? Only
oh my gosh, she
station?
Could only afford there's to bleach no middle, some of her teeth. No look, when they do that, they only bleach like the first three or four.
No, I didn't. That's
look,
weird.
The rest are yellow.
She looks like that girl on Orange is the New Black, the white trash.
Okay, so stop trying so hard.
I'm not trying anything.
And she had her brows waxed for this.
It's Rhodesia, Rhodiola Energy's, Nature's Energy. Okay, I'm going to read this, so enjoy the movie while I read this.
I wish Matt had picture in picture he could sign. She could sign the film for us.
I kind of go through this whole disclaimer to read about it. But the problem is, it's one of these, with these kind of things, there's no regulation, so how do you know if you're getting a good.
What is it they're wanting you to do? Is it a homeopathic? Because I don't believe none of that shit. It's all fake.
Yeah, Rhodiola.
105.
But she
said. Well, that's not homeopathic. Homeopathic, I'm talking about where they just take poison, dilute it in water a million times.
Right, that's a 1K increase since yesterday.
That's homeopathic.
Is that right?
Now, taking,
technically, this is homeopathic.
This rate and
fuel. I take, the stuff that smells like gym socks. What is it called?
Dildos?
Rose hip. Are
totally normal.
Oh, that's in, I like that in my tea. I didn't know you could just take it.
I think it's rose hip. Yeah. Ain't it rose hip?
Yeah,
say
those
so.
Hips.
I mean, we didn't see anything like this.
Anyways, it smells like gym size, but it really does relax.
The auditory enzymes were the same. So does valerian root. Everything.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's what I was talking about.
Okay. Yeah, that's
yeah, that really does. Canal chemistry and it makes your dreams growth. Really good. You have a lot of lucid dreams on it.
Yeah. Lucid pussy.
You monitor them
4 times a day for a while.
Oh, my Lord. I used to have them a lot of times. I'd come wear in the dream. It's amazing.
I used to do that when I was a kid, but no, it's not anymore.
Oh, it's the best thing. There's people out there that, you know, that's all they do. That's their thing.
They just sleep and dream all the time, and that's their life?
I mean, it's fun to explore.
Yeah.
You can talk to your conscious and find out, like, true things about yourself.
Really? Like,
and what? I remember having a lucid dream one time. You did you ever see... what is the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio about the dreaming? Inception?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, so you know, your subconscious, a lot of that's based on fact. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't use a machine to go in the dream, but you know, when you're in a lucid dream, it's just like the reality now. You know, it's this vivid. You know, it's the same consciousness, because that's basically what's happening. Your consciousness is becoming aware in your dream state.
Yeah.
But what's so neat is like when you start to realize you're in a dream, and then your unconscious is like, oh, no, you're not. And then they realize that you're aware, so then they're getting really creepy. It's the strangest feeling ever. Because you're like, no, honey, I already know this is, you know, a dream. And then they're just trying to convince you that
meaning
it's not.
Who is they? The people in your dream?
Anybody, anything in your dream. Any, like, aware person. No, I mean, maybe the floor and the wall and the little, you know. Debt can be, you know.
Yeah, I had a therapist, and he said he thinks that everybody, everything in your dream is you.
Yeah, it is. But the thing is, you know, like there'll be another. Let's say there'll be a woman, you know, in my dream, and she's like, "No, you know, you'll be saying, you know, I know this dream," and she's like, "What are you talking about? You know,
all right, you guys,
go drink the fire from the meth house." And you know, that's not normal, honey. I can't do that. Yes, that's normal. What do you mean? And I'm like, this is a dream. And then they just look at you, and they'll just stare. It's creepy.
So how do you lucid dream? How do you make yourself do that?
You know, you can take supplements, which are like, I think they say B12 or B6.
Beached
or
whale.
B3.
Beached
but basically,
whale?
Basically, you got to have something. What happens when you, most time when you go lucid dream, it's because you look at like a mirror and you don't see yourself. Because your mind can compute a lot of things, but some things it's not going to go into detail. Like text will be all gibberish. And if you look at it again, it'll change. So stuff like that where you see every day, like, so every day you look at your hands. Well, if you look at your hands in a dream, sometimes they don't look right. And then you'll know automatically, like, oh, that's not normal. Or if you're falling in a dream, you're like, oh, this can't be right.
And how do you trigger that? Like
your conscious will wake up.
But I mean, how do you?
You do girls would love that, huh? Checks throughout the day. So like, maybe like always make a point to look at yourself in the mirror. Or look at text
in
twice.
Real life, in waking
or
life.
Or ask yourself while you're waking, you know, am I dreaming?
When you're in real life, you're talking about. Yeah. Like, look in the mirror regularly.
Yeah, am I dreaming?
But I'm too
fat.
So
then when you do it in the dream, it'll trigger. But you can also get, like, dream masks and stuff that, well, when it knows you're in REM sleep, flash lights.
What's that?
They're like little masks that will flash lights when you're in REM sleep.
Oh, Reagan wants to talk about lucid dreaming, apparently, here.
Oh, good. I bet he knows a lot since the ghost.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually know a lot of it because I've been practicing it for a while, and I have, like, at least 2 lucid dreams a week. Yeah. And there are actually methods that you use.
Like the wild method?
Well, I don't know about that.
What methods do you use?
There's one called wild.
Let Reagan tell.
So, the first tip is to, you need to be more, like, you know how if you wake up and you don't sit down and think about what you just dreamed, you're going to forget about it real soon?
Yeah.
Okay, so their recommendation is to immediately, basically, you want to, like, write down your dream.
Okay.
Because what will happen is, or you don't necessarily, like, I don't write it down, but just as long as you can start remembering, okay, this is the type of stuff that I dream of.
Yeah.
Because if you do it, then it helps your subconscious mind pick up on patterns when you're so when you're in your dream, you're aware that you are dreaming.
Okay, so just journaling your dreams helps, is what you're saying.
But I've never actually had, I don't want to brag, but I've never had to journal my dreams. What I've done is, this tip has been super helpful. This is like 9 times out of 10 when I realize that I'm in a dream and I can lucid dream, it's because I do this.
What?
So the recommendation is when you're in a dream, you look at like a clock and look and see what time the clock says. Then look away from the clock and then turn back to it, and it will be a completely different time. And that will clue you into the fact that you're...
Okay, but how do I... Okay, I understand what you're saying. That's good advice, and assuming that works, how do I, when I'm in a dream and I'm not lucid, know to do that?
Because you're going to have triggers.
Well, how do I know? Like, okay, you're saying I should
like
do that.
Oh, when you're in a dream? Oh, yeah. So
but when I'm in a dream, I don't think to do that.
Look at your hand.
So one of the things is... is that they say to you that in your when you're awake, you need to start doing stuff like that too. So, like, even though you know 100%,
that's what Deborah was saying.
If you do it a number of different times, then it will become a pattern. So, when you're in a dream, you'll think to do it, and it doesn't. And now I don't even have to just rely on clocks. It's not just like
Yeah, I forgot about the clocks. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just time, but it's also like words. So if you're you're in a city in your dream and you see, you know, just like whatever word, like
a
on
street
top
sign.
Of a building. Yeah, like a street sign or something like that. If you look at it and then look away from it, you will see
gibberish.
It'll be different. Yeah.
Okay. I wonder why.
Because your mind, that's different. You think you'd have to hold that memory. It's clear. It's, you know, constantly caching and clearing.
So once you're in the lucid dream, you're aware. What do you do, Reagan?
It's like now. You can do anything. Well, but don't get excited.
I always go to a sexual place with mine. So, like, basically, once I know that I'm lucid, because I don't get any sex in my regular life.
Right.
So when I know that I'm in a lucid dream, I'll go up to every single hot guy in the dream and end up going down on them or start kissing them or we start fucking or, you know, whatever.
That's awesome.
Brad Pitt, Thelma and Louise.
That's awesome. Are you on any... You don't have to answer, but are you on any antidepressants?
Yeah. I'm on... I was on Selexa for 2 years.
All right.
And then now I'm on Zoloft.
And you can still lose a dream with that, so that doesn't...
Oh, I dream... Yeah.
They say stuff like that makes your dreams more...
Do you have an Apple Watch in your dream?
No.
Oh, I wonder if the Apple Watch will help with lucid dreams, because then you won't have it in the dream.
And you can check what time it is.
Oh, I bet you there'll be a lucid dream app, Reagan, when the apps come out.
That would be cool.
Yes, that's we should make one.
That's actually a really good idea.
We could become hunters.
What?
Yeah.
Or thousandaires.
Thousandaires. I'm going to be a dollarair.
It can't be that hard to code it, Madge.
Okay, I'm going to run. I just wanted to contribute.
Wait,
I'm really into lucid dreaming.
I just want to read what Bear Whisperer wrote. He wrote, I bet it's awkward to go out to a bar with Reagan when he's drunk. He's just going up to hot guys thinking he's dreaming. Is that normal? All right, well, thank you for that.
Judge me?
That's what I should have told you before. Sorry, that's what I should have asked before I told you what I do in my lucid dreams.
Girls.
I basically am a rapist. In my lucid dreams.
But you're raping your self-consciousness, so kind of...
Basically.
What about Mrs. Garrett?
Girls!
Can you conjure things? Like, if I was lucid, could I say, I want Mrs. Garrett to knock on the store?
Yes. But okay, so what you would do... But now, the first thing is, if this ever happens, let's remember this. The first thing you do, if you ever go lucid, don't freak out, which you will, and you'll come out. But if you start, because it'll feel like all of a sudden it's getting blurry. Okay, it's just like, okay, you know how when you go to sleep,
yeah,
how it feels? It's
too.
Like
it
that.
It feels like what? It feels like the reality or the dream is start shaking up when you know that you're lucid dreaming. And it, like there's, you'll come out.
And
of
so
it.
Know you know how to out. Stay is what you do is, and this works, is you grab yourself tight and spin. And that makes you stay in.
Spin.
Yes, and I mean, this has been studied. I mean, you can read the wiki on this about all.
Yeah, it's very interesting stuff. Okay, I'm going to run.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Madge, so say you spin, so you stay in.
Yeah.
Okay, and so then what you would do is you want Lucy, because you want Mrs. Garrett. So then you would, wherever you're at, you would, you know, just think in your mind, you know, you want Mrs. Garrett, blah, 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 whatever. And then if open your eyes, and if you don't see her, then just, they say, close your eyes and turn around, and then she'll appear. Or, you know, whatever you want.
Do you have, like,
complete control.
Do you have, like, recurring situations, ongoing scenarios in your dreams, like a series
in
movie?
In the lucid dreams?
No, just in general.
No.
See, my dreams are, like, to be continued kind of things. I usually, it's like I have parallel stories that go on. Like Madonna's a really good friend of mine in my dreams. We hang out.
Oh, my God, yes.
We hang
out.
I know,
that is, but not all the time. Throughout different moments in my lifetime, she's been my friend.
Really?
Yeah, I remember one time we went to, like, prom, and she picked me up from school, and we went to prom, and then we're like, we're blowing this joint. And then we're in her limo drinking, like, I don't know, something.
That's funny. Me too, except I wasn't in a limo. I think Barbara Streisand used to pick me up from Hebrew school when I was a kid.
I think one time I had, like, when I was real little, I had, like, a Power Ranger pick me up. I'm like, yeah, I'm friends with the Power Rangers, bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because they were around in 43. But, yeah, I mean, you can do anything. It's really, and the thing is, it's all in your mindset. So if you have a really, like, in your mind, if you really believe that there's gravity, then there's going to be gravity. But then, like, I remember when I started flying, like, at first it's really hard because you know, it's not possible. But then, like, somehow in your mind, you're finally able to overcome that. And then
I don't find it difficult to fly. And when I fly, like, in my dream world, all I have to do is flap my wings and I fly. That's just how it works. I flap my arms and I fly.
Mine is like a mind thing. Like it's like telekinesis. Like I really have to concentrate.
Well, try just flapping your arms. It works for me.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be cool like Storm. You know, Storm don't flap her arms.
Who?
Storm and the X-Men.
I don't watch that crap.
I don't. The bitch plays us. I love her.
Well, who plays
one
her?
Of the world.
Is that the Scarlet Johansson? I don't know any of that shit. Sorry.
Existence.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, but I don't know her from X-Men. I know who she is.
Oh, best she ever. Stole, and then they recast
the bitch
her.
Stole my hair.
Fucking recast her. I was so fucking
who
pissed.
Did they recast?
With some younger lady. And then they even recast the one I wanted. I wanted that black lady from 12 Years Slave to play her. If they were going to do the 80s version, you know, with the mohawk, I wanted it to be her. They didn't even use her.
Which one? The one with the duty pie or the Viola Davis?
The 12 Years Slave. Not
the Oh, head. The little, the best supporting actress. Yeah,
with the
good.
Bald head. Yeah.
She's good.
Yeah, because everybody's like, oh, she's perfect. And then they didn't.
I thought you meant
like,
the duty pie lady.
Too old to,
duty
you know,
pie lady
B20.
Wouldn't fit in that outfit very easily.
But I think Halle Berry could play a 15-year-old.
No. Well, how do people lose most things? She shouldn't. Because Hollywood is ageist.
But I'm happy who's playing Jean Grey. It's our girl from Game of Thrones, the redheaded girl. I'm like, yes.
The redheaded girl. The one that plays the Stark girl.
Stannister, yeah.
Who's always helpless all the time.
Yeah,
she's a good actress, but I don't like her part in that, to me, isn't... I don't know. I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Stacy stopped watching that show when she got raped. She didn't like that.
Well, the thing, it wasn't even that shocking of a rape. I mean, I've seen a lot of rapes, and... It wasn't that bad.
You sound horrible.
Well, I just mean TV rapes, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you want to talk about a real rape, honey? Watch Monster, okay? You remember that rape scene?
Yeah.
He shoves that metal pipe up her pussy.
But she kind of, I don't know. I don't know.
You got him?
I don't know if you can quantify rape. What? Rape.
Yeah, true. I guess rape, it's all rape. About the person, you know? Oh, my rape is better than yours. Whatever. Like, go to a rape, like, AA type meeting, you know?
Or, like, a rape bingo.
Yeah. Whatever, Susie. Everybody's so sick of your rape, Susie. So yeah. What? Daddy was drunk, Susie. Get over it.
Yeah, like Golden Pond in that movie yesterday where she's like, I want to talk about Meryl Streep. And they're like, shut up. Stop talking about her. That's all you ever talk about is Meryl Streep. Oh, let me turn the volume up on this shit movie again. I turned it down because Reagan's audio was bad. Sorry if we missed. Did I miss anything? Urine in these... All right, giant beakers.
Don't touch her, okay? Because she's aggressive. I'm gonna. I'll go make sure the professor's gone. If he's not.
This is a really fucking shitty movie, and I normally can stay lucid during the movies.
Oh my god, 52 more minutes? There's no way.
Everybody, low key.
Is that the X Files lady?
No.
Oh, he's packing.
Who?
Right there in the green.
I didn't see.
I think it's like a
Long dong.
Or
all
looks
balls.
It's like a Hanes, if you know what I'm saying.
Think it's all balls? What do you mean, Hanes?
Hanes sock.
Oh. That could be. Oh my god, how am I going to get through this? Every week it's like this. I get to the point where I'm like, how am I going to survive the rest of this movie? It's kind of like when you're driving somewhere, you're like, oh my god, I'm only halfway there.
When you realize. Yeah, he's Jewish.
Not really. He could be, but I doubt
it. Look at his pants, because I think I can see it's religion.
Is this the guy with the packing that you're talking about?
Yeah, say, say. Oh.
Hey, don't be such a pussy, Gary.
Guys.
Oh, he's just a stereotypical jockrap, you know?
Look
well,
at
that's what
face.
He is.
Yeah, that's right.
There are some 90s looking, and it's 2001. Oh.
Yeah, sometimes things are the way they appear to be.
He looks like he's done coke.
You're the dog, man.
Guys.
See, I'm old, so like 2001 was like 10 minutes ago to me.
When this song came out, wasn't like the top song Blue?
What? What's Blue?
What?
Top song was Blue? Is that what you said?
Are you serious? Hold on.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Give it time. Give it time.
I liked his pants, though.
Professor?
Play the top song for 2001.
Professor?
Play the top song for 2001.
Oh, Siri works great, doesn't she? Try the watch. Tell the watch. Because you said it works great.
I did that on purpose because I had it muted, so I had to keep saying it. I was wondering why she went talking.
Hey, we're so glad you came back.
Play I'm Blue.
It's doing good. It's doing real good.
Hey,
that
you guys,
watch.
Can we get out of here or what?
Just like they did in the send the keynote.
No, I mean, I have to find Brenda.
You're on your own, man. I'm not sticking around for this.
Brenda's a whore.
Hey, I'll find that.
It works perfectly,
rat.
Man. I told you, I was just muting it. Remember the song?
Yeah, but play it. Keep playing it. Keep playing it.
Just blue like him, inside and outside. Blue.
Did you guys see his explorer when you came in?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, forget it. Yeah, I know the song. I didn't know it was number one.
He said he was leaving.
I never liked it. Who's the singer?
It's so good.
Who sang it?
Okay.
Eiffel 61.
We've already looked down here.
See, so I don't like pop music. It's the one genre I don't like. I just
Chelsea
don't.
And
but that's more Euro pop.
It's still pop, but I don't like it.
Pop goes to waste.
I don't like. Generally, I don't like music that has
stick around here and like
flat wave sound waves.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of. So you don't like compression.
Well, it's not that I don't like compression. I have nothing against compression per se. It's just that most pop music is overly compressed, and it's a good way to generalize it.
And that's enough.
I meant to tell you, though, I think you should use some more compression on your grums because they come in a little low. I always have to turn up my stereo a lot in the car for you.
Well, I use the adaptive limiter on the end, so I'm just going to turn that up.
Turn it up, yeah. I mean,
what's the difference?
Expander limiter?
adaptive nonetheless.
Yeah, from, I don't know which is from Logic or what is it?
Yeah, Logic. Like, what is that versus a compressor?
Well, a compressor basically evens out the sound.
Yeah, so what is the adapter? I think the adapter just pushes everything to the highest edge it can before it goes
out. A limiter, well, adaptive means, I don't know what an adaptive limiter is. I know what a limiter is. It just gives you a maximum volume. So the fact that it's adaptive implies that the maximum changes based on what's going on in the music, I guess.
Oh, okay.
What I use is there's usually like a limiter and a expander limiter. So the expander will expand what's going too low, and the limiter will keep it from going too high. But you still have a compressor that's happening before that to even everything out.
My thing is, in every show, you know, I'd make a new, like, audio profile. You know what I mean?
So yeah, you need to have presets for your compressor and just save it and use the same one every time. If you want, I'll tell you what mastering plugins I use that are really good. It's called Isotope Ozone.
Well, I guess there is a big rack.
And there's, get the
audio unit?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll just use that.
Ozone 6, I think, is the version now. And they have, make sure you get the presets, because I know you pay for everything, but sometimes if you don't pay for it, you have to, like, you can still get the presets, but you have to download them from the company or whatever. But there's shitloads of presets, and I'm sure you could find something that'll get you what you need.
Okay.
I actually use the plugins from, the built-in plugins from Ableton. I find them even better than Ozone for what I need them for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that how you like it?
I can't.
Oh, she got a little hair down there.
I can show you my compressor settings now since this movie sucks. Do you want to? You want to see them on the screen?
Okay, let's see. I have to go back.
I'm going to switch. Nobody cares. Let's see.
Yeah,
so I can show you, like, okay, so there's
the
obviously
audience is jacking off. And
obviously, there's a delay.
Well,
so first I have this thing for the Electro Voice microphone, and then I have, I don't even remember, it's so long since I've set this up. So I have these two plugins that are just with my microphone. I guess one of them is a compressor. I don't even fucking know. And then, anyway, the mastering plugin is where that, see where it says Yeast Vintage Mastering? Well, you don't see it yet. And so this is where I set the compression threshold, compression ratio, enhance, input, etc. So that's
okay.
Yeah, that's,
well, it gives you a live rate, and that's kind of cool.
And then it's actually several different, several different plugins are built, are in this one. It's like a, you know what you call, what do you call it? It's like a several different, it's like a rack of several different effects.
Well, yeah. We got that. It's so crazy looking.
So we have a utility, then an RMS, which is like, that determines the average sound, the slight drive, and what that is. The compressor, then the enhancer, which adds like effects. Yeah.
You need a room?
I don't know why the compression ratio is set to 2. I always was told it should be like 4 or 5, but I don't know. I guess it works. God, are we boring. This is boring as fuck. I'm not even watching the goddamn movie.
Oh. I am.
Yeah, let's go to Wendy's. Who said that? I want to go to Wendy's. I have food at home, though, so I should eat here. Imagine it was just getting hot. Sorry. You're supposed to... Oh, no. You can watch it later, the hot part. Now you're watching boiled urine again, which should be nice.
That's always sexy.
But I always forget there's straight people that listen to, that will listen to this show, too.
That's what I was saying, right when you were getting,
I know,
getting sexy.
Well, sorry. Some people think that compressors are sexy. More than vaginas.
There should be a bill called Death to Straight.
I think so.
I think that'd become really popular.
I think you should run for president and mention that.
Yeah. Straight death camp. Because they're the ones that are making these fucking gay children. Put them to death.
What was that weird ass post that you did about the bakery yesterday? What the fuck was that?
It's true, though.
Were you on drugs, though? Cheryl thought you were on drugs.
Sure.
I think I was at the gym when I posted that.
How the fuck should I know where you were?
Yeah, it's true though. It was a good point. Because businesses are subsidized by taxes that come from every type of person.
Yeah, okay, I get that. Before. That's not my point. My point is that your post was insane. Without me, because
I'm going to be here all weekend. That's what it takes.
Yeah, I know.
I got to go.
Wait up, Walter. Walter.
Well, that's what happens when my bike
runs low or runs high.
Oh, Madge, you posted 9 p.m. Central. That's why you had less people.
I did not. Did I?
I put 9 p.m. Eastern.
I thought I did too. Well, you know what, audience? You should know better than to listen to me. Sorry. Let's see. Oh, and by the way, every time I mention my depression on the show, I get a million comments, like in the Facebook and on the podcast, you know, telling me how you can relate to it and all this and what helps and ask me what I'm on. Don't do any of that. Do not cross-talk or me about any of that shit. I mention it because I feel like mentioning it. I do not expect any replies, though I do appreciate the person that recommended that drug.
What would help your depression? Money?
Money would help. How did you know?
Just figured.
Donations, donations. Yeah, if you want to help my depression, donate. That helps. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm looking at it right now with my eyeballs.
Oh. Well, maybe I messed up.
Maybe I did it differently on Golden Circle, though. That was on the East radio thing. Because I posted it in a few places. Yeah, I don't see.
She looks like a Britney Spears knockoff.
I don't see where I put. No, I didn't put. I posted 9 Eastern. Show me a link that's where I said. And it's there. It's Brad Riley, it is not a regular time. We just set the time each week, so it's not like, just because it was 9 o'clock Eastern this week doesn't mean it's going to be like that every week. We don't know. We decide day of or day before. Is this the guy with the big dick?
Big sock, yeah.
I don't think it's a sock. I think it's just balls. But why is he tucked in? Is that a sweater that's tucked in? How weird. Who tucks in sweaters? Do they do that at the school for girls?
Jenny, obviously.
Yeah, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. That's what I said. Fucking bitches. I like doing these grumps because I can wear ugly clothes, even though I always do. But you wouldn't believe how ugly I am even. Like, if you think I'm ugly during the regular shows when I'm on camera, wait till you see how really ugly I am, like, right now. Fat and ugly. Oh, an eyeball. Deborah, I think we might need to start watching movies that are a little better than this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is horrible, but it's almost retarded. There's nothing going on.
Well, like, I'm up for watching, I ain't never seen it when I was at the gym. It was on the little, you know, the gym TV. Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
With Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
But see, that's a bit, that's not, it still needs to be campy.
No, but it is because it's so dated. You know, there might be a scene where, you know, oh, darling, let me get the coffee. Only a woman should get the coffee. You know what I mean?
Well, I'd be willing to try it. I mean, sure, I'll try it.
Well, like in this one scene, I didn't listen to it because I was listening to, you know, Madonna. But I seen one scene where they basically date rape the guy.
What?
I was like, I'm like, this is not normal. Nowadays, this would not be allowed.
It'd be fun to watch Joan Crawford movies, but most of them aren't on Netflix.
We can always.
We should be sponsored by Netflix.
Well, why are you?
Yeah, we should.
Well, a lot of podcasts used to have Netflix sponsored. I haven't heard many now, but back in the day.
I need to turn this horrible movie down.
Oh, I like that drink.
I don't think people can hear us well. Okay, so rhodiola is used in traditional medicine in Eastern Europe and Asia as a stimulant to improve performance. So they use it as traditional medicine in Europe and reduce fatigue and depression. Since some pilot studies in humans do support these claims, but more studies are needed because it may interact through pathways in the body that uses to metabolize prescription medications. Patients should ask their doctor. Yeah, so it can interact with real drugs.
Yeah, that ain't good, right?
We can see which ones.
My time!
Do not take if you're taking substrates of cytochrome P40. What the fuck is that? P-glycoprotein. If you're taking antidepressants, rhodiola may increase the side effects. High blood pressure.
Oh, he's killing that bitch.
Oh, no.
Didn't pay your power bill.
I don't see anything that it would interfere with on me. I'm not going to ask my doctor, because doctors hate these kind of drugs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh. Yeah, what they don't want you to know.
Wait, patients taking prescription antidepressant medication should use rhodiola with caution, as concurrent use was reported to cause tachyarrhythmia. That's like serious. It's a heart thing. Rapid heartbeat, which I already have.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
You really don't need to smoke.
Smoke?
Hey, baby, don't get tired on me now. Chelsea, hey, baby, what's happening?
Well, that's depressing. Oh, her face is fucked. What a pretty girl. Are you going to fuck her face now?
She's been rat her size.
Yeah, see, that's why it's really important that I exercise, and I haven't been because of my heartbeat. So I really need to exercise, like, every day. Like, cardio, not just yoga. And yeah. I don't do it.
It's horrible.
So I'm going to die.
Well, make sure you got your passwords written down.
I do. How awful of you to say that. What a bitch.
Cheryl's the one.
Cheryl would say that. Yeah, that's Cheryl's line.
Well, make sure your passwords are written down, man.
Wouldn't it be easier to just die, says Giga Tiga. Yes. Rather than watch this movie.
She solved it. All she's got to do is exercise. She's killing two stones with one quake. I mean, she's killing two birds with one stone. Exercise will stop the heart thingy, which will stop the depression.
Yeah, you're right. Well, yoga helps my depression more than anything. But
how long is yoga?
How long is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, most classes are an hour, hour and a half, in my experience. Why?
I just wondered, you know. Like, do they play, like, those balls? That's what I always like.
Yeah, the singing balls? I have one. I have the seed chakra.
What is that pose that Rachel Cann said she does so she can fart?
I don't know.
What was that? She was like in the back of a car at a Safeway or something when she was on the phone with you. And she was like doing this pose in the car so she could release the gas.
I don't need to do poses to fart. Yeah, see, I'm on Wellbutrin. Wellbutrin makes your heart beat fast. That's one of the side effects. So I'll probably die from it.
Did you used to smoke cigarettes?
A long time ago, but I haven't since 2002. Why? You think that matters?
Okay, I just know that people use Wellbutrin for that.
Oh, yeah. But that was years ago.
That'll give you really crazy nightmares, though. The Wellbutrin, I believe.
It hasn't for me. I've been on it forever.
I ain't never took it, but just people.
Yeah,
Walter.
I don't know. Yeah, I'd rather not be on anything.
Except the white hustle.
Sure. Yes. Forget it.
The wine is dead, man. If. Yeah. Oh, look, they threw. There's my internet cable before they fixed it. Unbelievable. That necklace is making him look so dickish. Ugh, I hate that.
Yeah, that's retarded. Is it fucking Mardi Gras?
Back the day when those chains were in style.
I'm so glad I forgot most of my life.
I know. Don't go down that rabbit hole. I think you're depressed because you really you need to transition into a full woman. Why not, man?
Because I don't want one. I never wanted to be a woman. Why would I? I mean, I am a woman. Why would I want to be a woman?
But a lesbian. I'm more of a woman.
I mean, I'm a lesbian. So what are you implying?
I'm saying, don't you want to be a more woman?
No.
A more girl?
No.
But if you turn on Fox News, they say all people like that want to be a more woman.
Matt Burgess had me watch this film by that same director I was talking about, Fassbinder. Yes. And the movie is called Fox and His Friends, which sounds a lot like Fox and Friends, right? Yeah. Except this movie, Fox is this gay guy and he has sex with these other gay guys and it's all about gay people and they show their penises. So it's, I love that the name Fox and Friends came from a gay show. Yeah. For girls. Walter, don't kill us. I know that's the general idea. Also, I have a question. Why is it that white gay men, when they own coffee shops, the coffee is terrible?
I find when black people in general,
yeah,
they actually own something and run it, it's not as good as, like, the thing they're copying, you know?
I just don't like white. Like, there's a set in this area, Wilton Manors, there's, like, all these, like, retired, gay, happy, you know, Prozac'd out gay couples that they're, like, they have businesses, but they're not very friendly people, and they always, like, kind of sneer at you. And then they have a coffee shop, and the coffee sucks. And there's two of them here. Then they both are horrible. One is called Java Boys, and the other one is called Storks. And they're both, like, the worst Storks. Fucking coffee. The worst coffee. And, like, Java Boys, I went there today. It was, like, three people in the middle of the day. Starbucks is jammed at the same time. Like, all they have to do is make decent coffee.
My thing is,
I don't know how you can make coffee that's that bad. It tastes like it was a month old. What?
Do you have people that are like, oh, you drink Starbucks, that shit? Do you ever have friends, you know, that are like,
I don't. If they talk that way, I don't. They're not my friends.
Because my thing is this. Okay, yeah, Starbucks is really popular. And yeah, Starbucks is trying to become McDonald's in some ways, you know, with their food and shit. But their coffee's good. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Of course it is. Do you really think they'd be making
coffee because they never tried coffee, like coffee now, because of Starbucks?
Well, I mean, there is much better. Like, there's a whole another level of coffee that's better than that. Absolutely. Like, I like Intelligentsia's coffee, which is amazing. The whole Seattle set. But come on, but
compared to what most people have had, it's a really premium product. I mean, because, you know, they really, you know, their beans, you know what I mean? Like, from you know, when they're picked to when, you know, they're roasted and given, you know, it's good.
Do you have Airhead hipster baristas? Is there any other kind? Somebody asked.
There's this place on which I can't even say the name because then people know, but let's just say, like, in this place, you're paying way more than Starbucks for, like, an iced latte, okay? Mm-hmm. You're paying, like, $7, and they're like, oh, yeah, this ain't your Starbucks.
And it's shit, right?
Uh-huh. Like, honey, could you not even use a little hot coffee when you dissolve the sugar in it?
Wow.
Instead of, you know, when you give it to me, it's like there's, you know, chunks of sugar coming up the straw.
Yeah, well, in Australia... Okay, so Sir Pat oneself, right... Starbucks had to roll back in Australia because we rejected their coffee. Yeah, well, you guys love the fucking instant Nescafe. Well, of course you're not going to like it.
Oh, yeah, and then they mix it with, like, the pipe and hot water.
And that fucking yeast shit. What is that yeast shit they eat with their coffee?
Oh, Vegemite.
Yeah, let's face it, Australians, you're just nasty. And you're all racist, too. I've seen your grinder. It's all no Asians, no Asians, no Asians.
Oh, yeah, they are. And remember in that TV show... That's why, you know, he talks about the Asians so bad. And the one what? That Reagan's always comparing Heather to.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jemai.
Oh, Jemai? I didn't know. Yeah, like, I've heard you mention that. I have no idea what you're Asians. Talking about. I hate Australia even more now that Chalkies thing.
Oh, but Madge, I love her. She's got a new song coming out, but we won't promote her. But yeah.
You will Madge. Not love her anymore. You'll stop.
I don't think she was copying you. Like, shouldn't be. I think she's actually a woman, Madge.
You're an idiot.
I'm really starting to believe she actually is a woman.
You're an idiot.
She came over here, when she came here, and she had pictures and video when she was, you know, at, you know, the airport. You can't travel international borders in drag. I mean, there's a point where you have to truly be yourself. You know what I mean? Because it's illegal.
You can't film. Really, you cannot film in customs. Period. You cannot have a camera in customs.
What? If somebody should Instagram.
She did not have... No. Mm-mm. If it was fake, I guarantee it.
Well, I mean, at the airport. I mean, I don't know if...
At the airport is one thing, but you see...
Yeah, but how did she do her makeup, you know what I mean, and get ready and...
She just goes to the fucking bathroom, takes off the makeup, goes through customs, gets out of customs, goes back to the bathroom. Nobody recognized her because she doesn't look the same. Jesus Christ, how hard is that? I fucking hate that.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to message her and be like, how dare you copy my friend, just so she'll make a video where she cusses you out, because she'll do that at different celebrities.
Whatever.
And then, you know, you'll get hits from it.
I don't want her hits. I don't give a shit. It'll just be her dumb, hateful people. Her dumb people that copy and talk in that same weird way that she does, which is so annoying.
But I don't think she was copying you, Madge, though. Do you think so? I mean, the look, yeah, but I'm talking about, like, everything else. She's not going under there talking about Judy Squirt.
It's not relevant to me whether she copied or not. What's relevant is that I hate her and that she looks like me. Bitch.
And
that she's way more popular than I've ever been. What happened? Deborah? Fuck, what happened? Something died. I survived.
Sorry. She's way more popular than I ever been. I wouldn't say that.
Well, I just did, and it's true.
And you gotta look at it from like this. You gotta look at it has to be... You have to, you know, give and take for inflation and stuff.
Inflation?
Yeah, because there wasn't YouTube and shit like that back in your day. You're the only one doing your shit, so you can't even look at it like that, Mary. And second of all, I think you look way better than her. Okay, I mean.
Well, I don't have as big a panis, sure. Anyway, I don't want to talk about her anymore because we're just giving her.
Yeah.
Oh, Wanda Wisdom just joined Airbnb. Ooh, and I get a credit. Is this over yet?
Not yet. She's gotta, you know, she's gotta come. What's happening?
The professor, he changed his electrolyte to the serum, and he went too far. I mean, he's crazy. He's insane.
I'm gonna download that heart rate monitor so I can see how dying I am.
Okay, we just...
get an app.
We just stay in here and hide, okay?
Just wait till next year, because I'm pretty sure next year they're going to have to get FDA clearance.
What? What do you mean?
Well, yeah, because they want to add all the sensors. Like, right now, the oxygen, blood oxygen sensor in this watch is turned off, because if they turn it on, they're going to have to get, you know, FDA approval.
Mm-hmm.
So, and next year, they're talking about even more, you know, type of sensors. Sooner or later, the FDA is going to make them.
I hope so.
And so once that happens, that means insurance companies will, you know, give it away. Like, you know, they do the Fitbits and stuff.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah. Some insurance companies will. Yeah, because they want to be able to track your. Yes, they raise your premiums.
You know? No, they can't raise your premiums for that.
Oh, they can't now. That's true. No, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you're in a red state, aren't you? Are you in a red state? Go die in a red state.
But yeah. Aren't you?
I know this guy that I'm in a one of those. I'm in
weird
one of the
states.
I'm in a swing state.
Yeah, because I'm in adoption was the first state to allow it.
I'm in Floridiot.
Walter, no.
Let's see. What am I looking for?
Please just stay here. No. Don't leave.
Who do you have? Obamacare.
Yeah. I'll be right back. Barack Obamacare, not Michelle Obamacare. What do you have? What do you have, Salida or Melina?
I have Melita.
I tell you, they do a really good job of keeping those kids out of the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
They do a really good job. I remember when Carter was president. I'm so old. When Carter was president, Amy Carter was just a subject of ridicule nonstop. Everybody made fun of her and how ugly she was. Everybody. And Chelsea Clinton, too, not as bad as Amy Carter.
Oh, my God, that's so true. Oh, that poor girl.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
But with Obama, they don't fuck with the Bush girls. Well, the Bush girls were whores. Remember that one showed her vagina?
The beer. And then the drunk for daddy.
What?
Yeah, remember the SNL did the parody for, like, Daddy's Little Drunk Girl?
No, I don't remember.
The Party Girls.
I don't think I saw that. Oh, look at this.
Oh, and then Lady Bunny performed for him. Remember that? I remember that.
Here's a news headline. Just came out. Miami Beach police give an option to issue a $100 fine for misdemeanor marijuana possession. That means it's going to be decriminalized here soon.
Well, I thought it was already decriminalized.
No, we had a vote in they had a referendum, and they didn't win. The pro marijuana people did not win; they lost.
Well, so. Texas, I think, got to vote, aren't they?
Yeah, it'll happen. I think it's like gay marriage; it's going to happen everywhere. But you know, whatever.
My thing is, he said he wasn't going to go after them, and then he started going after them, and then he didn't go after the dispensaries, then he started back. So I'm confused.
Well, you know. Obama's a politician, and they do things. It's like with gay marriage, he was against it at the beginning, but we all knew he was really for it.
Yeah, because you have to, you know, you want to get elected.
Yeah, it wasn't just to get elected. I'm talking after he got elected, but you have to just, although it was before his second election. I don't
fucking know. iOS 9 selfie folder. Oh, and screenshots, finally.
Yeah, didn't they have screenshots for a while and they took them away or something?
Yeah, I remember that. But it was in one of the beta. I think it was like iOS 8 beta or something. Or the GM, and then took it out.
Yeah, I'm
what
on
is
the,
she going to do with that?
Light a fart? God, this is a horrible movie.
But my thing is, it doesn't really matter in the end if everybody legalizes it. If your workplace, if they don't do a national thing for, like, you can't be fired, you know, then it's not going to matter, because then nobody's going to do it because nobody wants to lose their job.
To do what?
Because it's still illegal to smoke. You can get fired. Well, they could fire you.
Are you talking about marijuana or gay marriage?
Marijuana, but right to work states. But you know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh. Yeah, I do. Well, you know, that's one thing that's interesting about Bernie Sanders' candidacy is that, because I was listening to Amy Goodman, you know, he's had a huge surge in popularity lately. Like, he's had more people at his rallies than Hillary Clinton.
Young ones, too. He's had all the people that were, like, for Ron Paul.
But more than that. Not just that. He's getting a huge popular, you know, support. And, like, he had a rally that was, like, more than 10,000 people. And the thing is that, you know what he's in favor of? He's truly a socialist. He believes in democratizing the workplace. Like, most people just think, when you're in a workplace, if somebody pays you, they can do whatever the fuck they want to. You have no rights as an employee, right?
I was thinking about this the other day.
But Sanders wants to change that and say, you know, even as an employee, you still have rights. You don't lose your right to privacy. You know, you can't just have all of your emails inspected just because you work for a company. And that's something I totally agree with. I'd definitely be in favor. I mean, if it's Sanders versus Hillary in a primary, I'd definitely vote for Sanders. Definitely.
It's so hard because it's like the celebrity of Hillary. You fell in love with her, so like Madonna, but
not you.
It really should be about the issue. You know what I mean? It really should be about...
I think
about
you should use I statements, but yeah.
Voting for who you want. But then it's like, oh, but you love Hillary. But no, you,
no,
love,
you do. Don't say you, say I. Because I don't feel that way.
They just started going crazy and attacking.
It's
I don't love the celebrity of Hillary. It's the sloppy PR that you're gobbling up.
No, even before the PR, I liked Hillary. I remember when they said she was dating the Italian model, you know, while she was, you know, running New York. I mean,
because if the alarm went off in the rest of the building.
But you only know of Hillary because of what's been presented to you by the media.
Oh, obviously. But I did like her little comment when she's like, "You don't have to be straight to shoot straight." Yeah. Remember when she said that little line? She was the only one, though, really for the gay rights.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you talk a lot about gay rights. We all talk about gay rights, and rights are fine. But in my opinion, there's much more important things than our rights.
Like reinstate Glass Steagall.
Like the fact that the Obama camp totally in favor of the banks. That guy Holder, you know, who was the attorney general, he let all those banks off scot-free. And do you know he just went back to his old job, and all of his clients are the same people he let off? And he didn't even put them in jail. It's pathetic.
Oh, I love Elizabeth Warren, yeah.
Yeah, she'd probably be Sanders' VP. I mean, she's...
Oh, my God.
I think she would be.
What if we have a... Since gay marriage is legal now, we can have a polygamous president.
But you didn't see Cake yet. I wish you'd see Cake, because Cake... Jennifer Aniston is Hillary Clinton. Like, her personality. It's so funny.
Okay, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Is it sad, though? Be honest.
It's sad, but it's so... I don't get sad when I watch sad movies.
Isn't it about rape or something?
No. Everything's about rape in your mind.
I mean, it's just, I thought it was like a rape.
It's about a
she witnesses a rape.
No,
or
she was in a car accident and her child died.
Well, thanks for spoiling it, man.
What are you doing?
I'm just playing. Okay, I'll watch it, but... I'm so used to her being in funny movies. It's going to be really awkward, you know? You know what I mean? Like, she's going to say something serious. I'm going to think, oh, she's just waiting for the laugh.
I want to ask Edith Bunker a question. Edith, if you had to choose, it's a primary. Who would you choose if it was a Democratic primary? Bernie Sanders there's no VPs on a primary. Bernie Sanders versus Hillary Clinton. No, Elizabeth Warren is not running, let's say. It's just the two of them. Who do you choose?
I think Elizabeth Warren's going to be either one's running mate. I feel like he would choose her, and I feel like she would choose her.
That would be amazing.
Either way, you know what I mean? Like, that'd be crazy, because she would balance out Hillary, which I don't think it'd matter, because Hillary's going to do what she wants to do.
Edith said Bernie. I don't think Elizabeth Warren would be Hillary's running mate. I think that would be selling out for her. But I don't know what goes on.
What if she is fake? You know what I mean? Like, do you ever wonder, like, what if she's not even real?
Right. Well, yeah, I do wonder. I mean, in the same way, a lot of what Obama said turned out to be bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't, in the same
way. He
did a lot. He did more than I thought he would. I mean...
Oh, God, yeah. Because just a few years ago, I was like, he didn't do this for the gays, didn't do this. And then all of a sudden, it's like, boom, boom, boom.
I mean, what he did for social stuff is amazing. The healthcare thing, amazing. That was my number one issue. But even though it's a disaster,
yeah, but, it didn't. But it, see, that's the thing is he gets blamed for it like it's so bad. But no, but the thing is that it was supposed to be. But, it's totally different.
But the income divide has gotten worse under him. The wars are still a mess. You know, these really important things are still fucked up
because
it's the powers that be that are so powerful and over. I think they just override the president. With Sanders, I think the thing with Sanders is that he could get his because. You know, he can get the populace riled up in the same way like the Greek populace is riled up. Like, he could actually affect real change. Because he can relate to all these people that are screwed. That don't get shit.
But you gotta start with basic things and fix them, I think. Instead of, like, we have all these, like, sub category. You know what I mean? Like, fix just basic things. I think most of everything else will work out. You know what I mean?
No, what do you mean?
Like, you know, okay, you really, truly fix healthcare. That's going to fix a lot of issues down the road. You know what I mean? You fix all the, fix healthcare, fix internet, fix major thing, you know, fix the electrical grid, you know. And energy. I mean, if you just fix that right there, I mean, there are major things. If you truly it's going to fix almost everything on its own.
Yeah, you're right. And because it would have so many jobs, especially yes. Transportation, too.
Yeah, I mean, you could do all, I mean, you have like another.
Well, see, like I said before, you should run for president.
But I mean, but that's the thing, yeah.
This is that's the other thing, too. And I say this to people, like, people like that. Everybody should think about running for something. People that listen to this show should think about running if they have
ideas.
Yeah, they should. Why should it always be somebody else? You know, why should it always be somebody else? You can be you. That's how democracy works.
Yeah, it can be me.
Could be.
And then they just play clips of Cher.
Nobody knows you're... well, that's true. Well, that's why. I mean, come on, you know I'd be fucked. You know? All of us, but still, we have a good reason.
You're like, I want equal reserve, and then they're playing, you know, Aunt Teresa died.
Or the word, you know, those all those horrible Sylvia clips where she says the N word.
And then you got to explain it, you know. Well,
I could explain it. I'd be like, you dumbass, it's fucking humor. Get over it. Ever watch Joan Rivers? Deal with it. Everybody in the chat room likes Bernie. I didn't know that Edith said she has zero enthusiasm for Hillary. I didn't know that. I guess I assumed because of the A is for stuff that you liked Hillary. It's a mistake. I mean, I knew you liked Elizabeth Warren. But.
Well, we just don't want it to get diverse because if we let it happen like the Republicans, this shit gets too split and people get mad and don't vote because... Oh, I'm not voting for that bitch, or I'm not voting for that man. You know what I mean?
Okay, Edith says Elizabeth Warren's age is an issue in terms of her being a VP. Why? And
what? She's younger than Hillary, and Hillary's the same age as Ronald Reagan. When he got elected.
Yeah, I don't understand the age thing, but what's Elizabeth Warren's age? I guess I can Google it. She's 66.
Okay.
I don't get it. Why is that an issue? Why is that an issue?
Even better.
I like Bernie. What the fuck is this movie? It's garbage is what this movie is.
My little Warren gets elected and she's like Sarah Palin.
Yeah, but Edith, if Warren was VP in 8 years, she'd be 76 when she could run for president. But do you see Joseph Biden running for president? Hell no. Just because they're VP doesn't mean they have to run for president.
Oh, yeah.
It'll probably be time for Chelsea Clinton, right?
Oh, my God.
Just continue. You know, that's inevitable, at least. You know, Chelsea gets like $45,000 for speaking gigs. I heard on Democracy Now.
Yeah, she's smart, girl, and she's real pretty now. I mean, I never thought she was ugly. She just looked like an awkward teenager, but
yeah.
I mean, she's really blossomed.
What I'm worried and I'm a little bit concerned about is what if Bernie doesn't get the nomination, Hillary does, and Bernie runs as a third party.
Biden's not going to run. He just lost his son. I just don't think it. I think he's through with all the public eye.
How old is Biden?
Oh, this reminds me of the scene where they kept looping in the dream in Freddy Krueger, and there was an old truck like that.
Yeah, I don't think Biden will announce either, unless Edith knows something we don't.
Oh my God, Walker, the George Bush Sr. runs again. Because, you know, he forgot he ran the first time. I don't know if anybody caught the joke. That was horrible. Dementia's not a funny thing.
Biden is 72.
He doesn't look it. He's been looking for his
own. I like what Bill Maher said. Bill Maher said Jerry Brown should run for president. I agree. And he's old. I think he's over 80. He's like 80.
The,
my sister did yoga with him once. Isn't that nice?
Oh, no. The man looks like the eagle.
Well, we don't... I mean, that doesn't mean he shouldn't be president. I like him.
Well, I mean, if Donald can run, why can't Oprah?
I think Jeb Bush is going to get the Republican nomination.
You need somebody. I mean, I think the next person to run that'll be a major president, whether female or male, will be somebody in the tech industry. You know what I mean?
I hope it's a lesbian. Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, you know, it'd be somebody that really understands a lot of things, knows how to run a business, knows, you know.
But they're such assholes in the tech industry, though. They really are.
Yeah,
I know firsthand. It's really, they really are assholes.
Right, because they know it all. And but like, yeah, imagine if like Steve Jobs is president. Oh, now God, we'd be.
Oh, Steve Jobs is a motherfucker. Yeah, no way. No way.
Could you imagine? Oh, really? Oh, really? You don't want to do multi-touch country?
All computer people are just fucking way too touchy and bitchy. They're all, like, on PMS all the time. Including me. There are a lot of big money Dem donors who think Hillary is too tainted and they never support Bernie. They really want Biden to get in the race.
The thing is, Biden's not going to run. And if he did, Lord, talk about PC. Anytime any attack, I come to, you know...
Why is Hillary tainted aside from this email thing? I mean, what's tainted?
But the email thing doesn't even matter. It's so irrelevant. It's like...
But it's... Okay, but I'm... I realize that.
Saving the archive because actually, all that shit was deleted. And actually, some of the stuff from that archive got backed up to her server. So that's the only reason they're going to have some...
No, there's emails missing. There's quite a few emails missing.
Yeah, nobody... Yeah, because she deleted it for her server. But what I'm saying is... Yeah. Is some of the stuff from the other server she's supposed to be backing up to or whatever, or supposed to be holding on anyway, somehow got backed up to her server.
Well, I don't know it. I don't know, and I don't know how...
I don't think it's that big of a deal. Look, that's email. Not the... If it's anything that she was like, oh, yeah, we'll do this, that's not going to be no damn...
It is a scandal, and it because of... As long as it's lingered... It's a scandal. Not that it's valid, not that
really... Yeah, that's a good point.
But it's there. It counts.
But, yes. But the thing is, people are acting like, you know, oh, these emails, you know, if I get
Oh, she
in,
says it's not the emails, it's the foundation.
I'm going to, you know, kill all the Republicans, you know what I mean?
What is it about the foundation? It's corrupt? It took donations from bad people?
Oh, yeah, the donation thing.
I don't know.
But,
speaking of donations, how about them for us? We're not running for
office. All this
stuff
was said before. You know what I mean? It's like they're acting like they said all this stuff for her, and guess what? She almost got elected. Well, you know, that's not Obama, but I'm just saying.
Oh, thank God this fucking movie's over. That was a piece of garbage.
There's the new stuff.
That was a piece of garbage, Deborah. But at least we got to talk about nice things, so it wasn't that bad.
15 emails were missing. Someone said. Benghazi.
Well, she, you know, she should not have been using her own server. That was a big mistake, you know.
But it was actually more secure, though. That was the point.
That's... It wasn't the right thing to do, and she knew it. You can't just... Yeah, it's more secure, yeah, but you can't just break the rules because of that.
She should have used a Rolodex.
I don't like when people defend people just because they like them. I mean, you have to be somewhat objective.
Well, no. I mean, I agree. I know what you're saying. I'm just saying. She should have used a Rolodex.
I'm saying it's a real scandal that will be brought up in the election, and it's not going to go away. That's my only point.
But this is the only new thing, if you think about it. Everything else is all, you know...
No, Edith is saying it's the foundation, so I'm not sure.
But the foundation was there before when she ran last time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and she didn't win last time either.
No, but I'm saying.
She didn't win, though. See?
Yeah, but that was only because.
There's a million reasons why she didn't win. That could very well have been one of them. And that could also keep her from winning this time. As far as Benghazi, I don't even understand Benghazi, do you?
Benghazi,
I don't even get that.
Yeah, because it seems like it seemed like she had no hands-on with it. It just
what
happened.
The fuck? I don't even know what the fuck Benghazi...
Embassy. If I'm wrong, that's when they took over the thing and killed the guy.
And they said it was terrorism. So what's the big deal about Benghazi? I don't get it.
Edith explained.
Edith? She explained. All right, let's put the lady with us on the bus back, so I don't have
Actually, a good song. I like this song. I'm telling
God that
to never
over.
Play this again.
Never to play what?
This, you know, anything.
Why
ever
the fuck would you?
To this movie.
Why the fuck would you? Do you have to tell it that? Doesn't it know that?
Oh, well, let me do it on star. The PlayStation. It'll let you, like never.
Oh, I don't have a PlayStation. I have no interest in video games. I can't play them. They bore me. Is that normal? I can't.
No. Nope.
The only one I'm playing now is I'm playing Dice with Buddies because it's so easy. I can't even play Words with Friends. I can only play Yahtzee.
Oh. I'd find any of those games.
So, Deborah, or Edith, I don't understand what you're saying, that she's tainted. It's the foundation, is all
you
said.
Yeah, give a reason for Benghazi.
What about the foundation? I just need, or send a link or something. I just don't get what's tainted about her. I mean, I know about her husband, but obviously her husband isn't her.
So and the foundation as a whole is a, you know, it's a corporation.
Well, I don't, I mean, so...
But I'm saying there's more people. Anytime you have a bunch of things, there's bad apples. Look at the Duggars. One of their kids is a pedo. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you have enough people, something's going to not go right.
Well, you have to hold her to the same standard you would hold Republicans as far as judging.
Yeah, you're
scandals.
Right, because then you're just a Republican. Yeah,
you know, true. So I mean, like, what you have to ask, I think, is... I forgot. Who cares?
I have to ask why Edith is not responding.
Yes, I'll play a Gigatiga, but I take a long time to respond. Bloated Lesbian. I think it's my Facebook. I think I use my Facebook ID for that. What did you say, Edith? Yeah, but you got to realize there's a delay.
Jesus
Rachel,
Christ.
There's a huge delay. I could never get behind Shrillery. Shrillery. I don't believe what she says and what she does. Not trusting. Well, that's understandable. Influence peddling, Edith Bunker says. Well, that's true, and that's because she's so... I mean, I don't know if it's true, but... And that's because she's been in the system so long, and that's how it works. Mm-hmm. It's influence is like currency. It's basically the powers that be versus somebody that's actually trying to change. So Obama advertised real change. Now, he got a lot of stuff done, but he did not give us real change. The system is still the system. It hasn't changed. Sanders is saying he'll be for real change, but who knows? He might cave, too. I mean, as genuine as he is, as he appears to be, you know,
they all do.
I thought Obama was this genuine. I mean, he had social roots, like being a, what do you call it? What do you call those things? Community activist or whatever. I'm not talking about Jared from Subway. Who gives a shit about that? Are you fucking kidding me?
No, but it is a good point.
What?
The thing is people are all saying that he is, you know, a pedo and a child rape, but it was somebody in his foundation that was doing this, not him.
Jared has a foundation?
Was he charged or arrested? Yes.
For what?
For, like, childhood obesity, maybe, or something.
Okay, well, I don't know anything about that scandal, so I'll stay.
Yeah, but think he, you know, they just came to his house.
The children? He's not
being charged or anything, but everybody on the news is saying he's a pedophile. So I mean,
campaign and tailspin donors are having second thoughts about accusation. Okay, I'm gonna. But the banks, I mean, like, see, that's just. I don't see how. Is she really any different from any of the other candidates aside from Sanders in this regard of peddling influence? I mean, certainly the Republicans must do it at least as much. I don't know. And then somebody said, we need to get someone to get both parties together. It won't happen in our life. Why would we want to get both parties together? It's already bad enough. That we only have two parties. I don't understand that. What do you mean?
The merrier.
Captain Miserable. Get both parties together. What does that mean?
Captain Miserable, you're the same one that said, stop this movie. It was horrible.
It was horrible. It was right about that. What are you talking about? It was horrible. Oh, my God. I hope when that El Capitan comes out, I don't have to fucking upgrade everything. Because, like, when I tested it, Wirecast sucked, so. And other shit crashed, so I really hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, probably. I got so sleepy all of a sudden. Lord have mercy.
None of the Republicans have peddled at that high a level. I guess I have to read about this because I really don't know. Enough. No, Reagan, we're not calling anyone. All right, I'm ready to go, Deborah.
I am too. I had a wonderful time, Reagan. I'll text you Phil's number. You can call him.
And try. It was nice being able to talk about other stuff since the movie sucked, but I'd still rather have a better movie next time. If you want to do something old, I don't care. Pick anything, just something a little better. And we'll preferably something I haven't seen. But then again, I don't remember anything, so it doesn't matter.
We'll do a Joan Crawford. Okay, but it's got to be Netflix, correct?
Yeah, because people in the audience need to see it, and I don't think enough of them have, like, Amazon.
And we can't do Hulu, because Hulu won't work.
Hulu would be amazing, because they have great movies on there.
Yeah, I know, but see, but there's ads, and the ads will mess it up, because some ads are different links, you know what I mean?
So and nobody has it anyway, so.
So, we could do YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube is definitely
possible. I didn't think about that. Mm-hmm. I could always upload something to a new YouTube account. Remember?
cough, demeanor.
Anyways, so God bless everybody. I had a wonderful time, and I enjoyed talking politics. I think that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And everything.
And no phone calls. Yay for us. It's possible. Yeah. Okay.
Well, get signed.
Good night.